Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Doobie-doo.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
Didn't want to leave that out, Finn. I know the song's not the same. Sugar. Oh, sugar. Darn it all.
Manual.
I know.
It's a computer thing, everyone.
Sorry, I was.
It's not your fault. I am in charge of this. I needed to do that, and I did not.
I usually.
She has to go number one, everyone. She's a little distracted.
I was actually debating whether or not I could make it during that song, but I've decided that I cannot. Hold on, I got to copy this and then put it in right here. There we go. Now I'm ready to go. Boom is right. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I'm very excited because this weekend we have some friends who are coming into town. Spending the weekend with us.
Naked hot tub party with your friends?
I told them to bring bathing suits. We're going to have, it'll be a bathing suit hot tub party.
That's not really very Marin of you.
I know. Well, I'm not very Marin in general. No peacock feathers. Although I do think peacocks are beautiful. And no dream catchers. No naked hot tub. No swinging. No naked hot tub parties.
No key parties.
No key parties. Well, you know all the stuff. But hot tub, though, for sure.
Are peacocks a big thing in Marin?
Apparently.
Like,
that's what I hear.
People have them.
Oh, no. Just the feathers. And maybe they do also have them.
Oh, just the feathers. Okay.
I thought they were bad luck.
Don't ask me.
I thought they lived at dumps.
They do live at dumps.
What, peacocks?
Yes.
Yeah. Why do they live at dumps?
I don't know.
The dump in San Rafael has like pigs and peacocks and they're in cages, aren't they? Oh, no. Peacocks are just walking around.
I think they roam. Yeah.
The pigs are.
But I didn't know. I totally thought you meant live peacocks. People had them. No, feathers.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't know either.
If I ever had a palace in England, I'm sure I'd have multiple peacocks.
They make a horrible noise.
I have heard that they're
quite, is that right?
Little, yeah. They're screechy.
So you have experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why
what do they taste like?
Do you
like them?
Yeah. Answer all the questions.
No, we had friends that had lots of birds and different things. So they had peacocks and guinea hens, which are another one that were like, they're like a burglar alarm. If somebody comes onto your property, the guineas make a lot of loud noises too. And it's very annoying.
Except they saved your life and all your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were able to get your shotgun.
Not getting a lot of burglars
to the
on the farm.
Town.
All right.
Yeah. You know, like we had ducks. That was our thing. We had a lot of ducks. And
geese. That's why you like duck eggs so much.
And it's why I hate geese so much.
Geese are nasty.
They're the worst.
They will come at you.
Foie gras is the best.
Don't say that. People get very angry. Oh. Anyway, Creative Energy, for those among us who would like a hot tub to relax in without having to swing. I mean, they're not telling you what to do. But you can fall into comfort with Creative Energy's Red and Gold Sale. Save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, and more. Visit creativeenergy.com before the fall savings end. It's getting to be, yesterday for the first time in a really long time, I was like, it's too hot. I can't.
It was hot yesterday.
It was.
And we got another one like that today.
Oh, boy.
It shouldn't be as bad, but it was hot.
Yeah.
Really hot. It was hot when I went to bed last night. Like, oh.
Did you lay on top of the sheets with the fan going a million miles an hour?
I did.
Do you do the spray bottle of water?
No, because it doesn't ultimately. Sometimes I will get up and just take a cold shower and bring my body temp down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, who knows? If we go through another heat wave, like one of those extended weeks long, I may end up with the spray bottle. But everything gets wet.
What's the plan for the AC? What's happening?
You know, probably early next year, we'll get that replaced.
Mm.
That's what has to happen. But we had to do a bunch of stuff in the yard.
Yeah.
Now everything's cleared out. It's okay.
You got the roots out and everything?
All ready the stuff. To go. Everything's all ready right. to go.
Fantastic.
Changes
I
were
just
made.
I'm very concerned about
it. Well,
you.
It's
I mean,
not the end of the world.
I know. It's I'm a fragile actually, balance, though.
I'm surprised that how well it's gone, actually.
Are you guys loving the new backyard?
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about it at all. Your wife did a total makeover. She took down that pergola.
Well, there was a lot of stuff, and she just sort of removed. That was the bulk of the work was getting rid of stuff. Mm. It was just overdone. The people who own that house must have dropped who knows what. You know what landscaping costs. It was just, they just put stuff every single. Mm. Oh, there's a space.
Right. You had like a fire pit and a big pergola and there was like was there an outdoor kitchen thing too?
There
and,
still is that. Oh, that's still there.
Yeah. Got to keep the outdoor kitchen.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a, yeah.
What's the patio surface made out of? Did you get that replaced?
What do they call those? Pavers.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And then she spent like, this is a thing that, you know, people who have an eye for design really chew their own guts out on stuff. And then she went with gray. And I was like, oh, boy, I could have pointed at gray a long time ago and saved you a lot of trouble. But, you know, okay.
It's got to be deliberated. She needs to close her eyes and picture it.
But there's many grays. Which gray do you pick?
True. Do you go for a dark gray, more of a charcoal?
I'm oversimplifying it. But in the end, there was a little moment where I went, we're going with gray, huh? All right. That was a lot.
Mm.
And you know this, too. You go and get the different things from different
samples,
places,
you
and you go
out.
To different places that have different kinds of things that you may use, and all of those trips ended on gray.
Got two thumbs up.
Trash the hell out of me, would you?
All right, I'll do it. I will start with Robert Redford is dead.
Oh, I didn't know. Hear a peep
it's
about
literally
that.
Literally just... We just got it. That's what Maddie ran in to tell me.
Instagrammers.
I know. He was 89 years old. Robert Redford, screen idol turned director and activist.
Now it's there all over Instagram.
But, no, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's honestly just in the last couple of minutes. I'm actually looking at 5:39 our time. This broke.
It was him and Paul Newman, right?
Yeah,
they were the
it
hot
was.
Hollywood
Didn't, weren't
dudes.
They, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
They did do movies together. Yeah. Yes,
I'm looking at old pictures of him. I remember my mom being into Robert Redford.
A lot
I
of
never
people.
Got it because he was like a you know what
old
is he?
Guy,
30 years older than me. Is he something like? Yeah, actually, I'll be 59 this year, and he's 89, so he's 30 years older than me. He was always an old dude, as far as I was concerned. But I'm looking at these old pictures of him. Ordinary People. I feel like that's a movie that was big. It was in the 80s, like 1980. And I'm looking at a picture of him with Mary Tyler Moore.
It's an ensemble cast, so it's one of those.
Yeah.
He was Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid.
And what about, what Paul Newman movie did
he do? The Sting.
Oh.
Is that the billiards movie, or is that, what is that?
Sting's about a robbery.
There was a billiards
in like
movie
a hotel
too.
Or a casino.
I didn't see any of those. I shouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah. The other big one was The Natural. That was one of my.
What really about The Way We Were?
Yeah.
With Barbara Streisand.
I know. So good.
What
I
about
definitely,
it?
I did. It's great.
Did you love it?
Movie Girl likes it.
Did you love it?
It's a classic.
Did you see it?
No, I've never seen it.
You're just going down a list and reading out movies, aren't
you? What do you think you're doing?
Well,
you're doing the same thing.
I'm mentioning movies that I've seen, at least. Come on.
The Hustler was the pool movie, and that was Paul Newman, not Robert Redford. Yeah. My bad.
He was also behind the Sundance Film Festival in Park City. It became a global showcase.
He was in the Avengers.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was, what did he do in the Avengers?
He was a bad guy.
He was the president or, oh no, a senator or something like that. Yeah. Oh.
Spoiler alert. My bad.
If you haven't seen the Avengers by now, you don't deserve spoiler alerts.
Anyway, Robert Redford, screen idol turned
rest
director
in peace, Holmes.
And activist, dead at 89. They're not saying what he died of. I think, is it you who says he died of the 80s?
Just,
he caught the 80s.
Yeah, an old guy.
Yeah.
We should all be so lucky.
No doubt.
89's a good
and
run.
And what a life, this guy.
He and was acting really late in life, too. Like, he
kept on working.
Yeah.
Well, there was real cachet in the name Robert Redford. If you could get Robert Redford into your... Even the 30-year-old is like, yes, I'm fully aware of Robert Redford.
Fully.
Speaking of Bob, yesterday she... to thank me and Maddie for going out to her thing on Friday night, she made us this little loaf of banana bread with chocolate chips in it.
That was nice of you guys.
It was easy, so easy for me.
I know, but you had her back,
and
it was her first thing.
It was the movie that I wanted to see, the whole thing.
It was a pain in the ass for me, but I was happy to go.
And did it. And we put you in a lawn chair just to show you how much we appreciated you getting there.
And then I lost my chair in the movie theater as well to someone in a wheelchair, which I was fine with.
Oh, Maddie, that was too
I know,
good.
He really did get ousted from a couple different
Two seats I got ousted from, Ben.
Well, I would like to have been there as well. So you put out the effort and you deserve the credit for sure. Yeah.
So we got ourselves a little loaf of banana bread and Maddie and I split it. So I brought home my half
the
of
remainder.
It, and I go, oh, Bob made banana bread for me and for Maddie. And I brought it home, and he loved it. And he was singing Bob's banana bread all day.
I love that.
Yeah, it was funny. Bob Nana.
Well, it was for him too. So I'm glad you gave him some.
Oh yeah, he was chowing it. I think he had two pieces of it. I don't even know if there's any left.
No, I made two loaves when I cooked on Sunday. And for dinner, Susan and I split a loaf.
Oh.
It was gone.
That's so funny. I was thinking that might be dinner tonight. So
why not?
At it, I'm like,
just and
I eat that. I can't eat anything else, you know.
And butter.
So bad for me.
That is really fun that you could just go, that's what we'll have for dinner. When you have kids, you'll be all, oh, we got to actually make some.
You know, and I was thinking
there need
that,
to be vegetables.
Give them cereal.
And I think we enjoyed it even more because I was thinking that I was like, wow, being an adult with no responsibilities.
You get to do what you
really
want.
Enjoy it.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
It's good. It's a, sort of those few years between becoming a full-on adult and becoming somebody's mother. Anyway, rest in peace, Robert Redford.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Tonight on television, if you like Dancing with the Stars, the 34th season premiere is this evening. Episode 7 of Alien Earth. I'm waiting until those are all done. I want to binge through that. I think I watched the first two episodes of that. It's really good. It's in the Alien Predators universe, and it's the full-on, you know, the giant rounded head and the mouth that comes out of the other mouth. Sorry. Everything's going wrong over here. Things are dinging.
I think that's the best show on television right now.
Do you?
By far. Yeah.
But not better than Wednesday. Wednesday is
I like this one better
it.
Than
oh
Wednesday.
My gosh. Are you caught up on Wednesday?
I'm not. I have 1.5 episodes left. I fell
have
asleep.
Have you seen? Okay, then you have seen because I know I have not that far.
When they Freaky Friday?
The K-pop thing, that's what that is.
Is that what they're dancing to?
The Freaky Friday thing is.
Yes.
That is so fun. And I don't think it's going to get anybody an Oscar or anything or an Emmy or whatever they get, but it is so fun. And there's a moment where they go, so the statement is something like this, you didn't know you needed this or something like that. And it's totally true. You just go, oh. Anyway, I'm teasing you right now. If you haven't watched it, when you get there, you'll know. And when you see it, you'll go, that is beautiful.
The acting is actually spectacular.
It's well done.
It's really, I don't want to spoil anything, but because if you haven't seen it yet, it is a great surprise. But it's...
And it really shows... Because when you watch a certain character, especially if they're a very specific way, like Wednesday, you start to think that's how that person is. And then when you see this other look that they put on, and it's the polar opposite, and it's perfect.
And you're like, oh, they're an actress.
They're pulling it.
Right.
And it's a delight. You, when you get there, you're going to just...
Yeah, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
You're
I loved it. I watched it twice.
Oh, funny.
Just I just went, oh my gosh, is this real? Am I? And it was.
Mm. I think that my biggest happiness in this season has been that the thing that happened to the old headmistress did not eliminate her from the show. Because I love that lady. I feel like a little
Brienne
too much.
Brienne of Tarth.
Yes, Brienne of Tarth. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have had enough of the rest of the family. Like Pugsley, I'm down with, but the other, I'm like, enough of those people.
They really, At first I was loving it because I thought, oh, the whole family. And now they've really made them, they're a big part of the show.
Yes,
a big part.
Yes, a huge part. And it's fine, but also I'm way more into sort of her interactions with other people her age, and not necessarily like everybody knows mothers and daughters. Well, you're starting to know that.
I am finding out right now as we speak. I don't like using the word literally, but it is. Mm-hmm.
It's happening. It's on.
As we speak.
She'll be 12 this year. Okay. I am completely out of time. What have you for me?
I drop glasses.
Oh,
the end?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have Benson Boone tickets all day long. Your first chance is coming up at 7:05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Here's what's happening. So we're in a mini little heat wave. It's not, triple
digits,
but it's low 90s in the hot spots. Yeah. And
I was definitely cooking yesterday.
And it hangs in the house into the evening hours. Mm-hmm. Try to get it all opened up and oh, it's not enough wind to clear this out. Oh, nope. Well.
Crank that now silent ceiling fan.
Yes. It is, by the way. That I fixed everything after a year of listening to that noise and putting in earplugs. I just climbed on a chair and wiggled it, and it was fixed.
Now you know what to do.
Well, I mean, for the record, the guy who put it in, I thought, well, I mean, he walked away from it with it like that, so I assumed that's what it did. I could have done that long before, but...
Mm. You pulled a Fonzie, just...
Yeah. I guess. I mean, is it that cool? Is it very cool that you suffered for a year at the sound it makes
before you realized you were Fonzie?
Before you just... Anyway, last night, Monday Night Football had two football games, which was fun. The first one actually was the fun one.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay beat Houston 20-19. It was close. It was back and forth. It was fun. It was good. And then the Chargers just stayed up on the Raiders. So there's that. Oh, and by the way, the 49ers are 2-0. That's all.
Don't say the word.
That's it. There's no more.
No more words.
You know what I love?
No.
I posted this picture of... I took my daughter for a surf, and she's been slow to take to it because she's scared. And the ocean is scary, so I've not pushed it. But I had her out there a couple weeks ago, and the missus was there, and my youngest was there, and we just had a beach day. And she was surfing, and I was out there. I walked out there with her, and I was pushing her into waves, and she was doing it and having fun and loving it with a big smile on her face. And there was a point where the missus was over on the side, and I see she pulls up the camera, and I'm like, let me get out of this shot. So she's got a picture. And
so
I
stuck your bum up in the
air. I dive under.
Shiny like the nose of a
I dive under,
whale.
But I realize it's only 3 feet deep here. There's nowhere to dive to, and my ass is sticking up as
it's
the photo.
It's such a good
it's
shot.
So dumb.
The best shot ever.
But one of the comments in the photo, because if you don't know, if you're new to the show, I have a lucky butt.
You do.
Mm-hmm. I helped the Niners almost win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And, you know, my uncle mounted my ass. And first we had it put in paper mache, or what was that?
It was like plaster of Paris.
Okay,
it was like paper mache, something like that. They actually took Vinny's naked rear end, put Vaseline all over it, and then laid on the plaster and put it into all the crevasses, et cetera.
And then we painted it like a 49ers helmet. So it was gold with red logo on it. It was beautiful.
It was really nice, and it was mounted.
My uncle is a master craftsman, and he mounted my ass on this beautiful thing that we presented to the Niners as we were
like a plaque, right?
Every time I wore these 49er football pants, that's why the butt was involved, because I was
so
wearing
lucky.
When I put the pants on and watched a game, we won. And so it became like, I got to wear the pants. And every time I put them on, we won.
You still have the pants?
I don't. I donated them I don't even remember what the cause was, but it was one of those charity things where I went, I know how I can raise some money.
Yep. The Lucky Butt pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the Lucky Butt was given to Steve Grogan.
Is it Steve? Kevin Grogan.
I'm thinking of. Somebody else.
Kevin Grogan. I don't know. Now I'm totally straight. It doesn't matter. The point is, more than one of the comments on this photo was, oh my God, there's the lucky butt. And I just thought, we're here 30 years.
We gave it to the team, and they actually brought it down onto the field with them during the playoffs. And then it mysteriously disappeared
after
they
we lost.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, can we get that back? And he's like,
out of it. Like, there is no that anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
It is.
That is sad.
It had its moment in time. We had little Lucky Butt keychains. It was really...
There are people still out there with those. They'll write in every now and then and say, I got it. I got one.
Our old Bostonardo. He pulled one right out of his drawer. I'm like, oh, you ever think about Vinny? He pulls it out. I'm like, oh my God, look at that.
A study found that eye drops could be able to replace reading glasses.
Okay, I saw a thing about this, and I want to know all the details.
I know if you're someone who hasn't experienced any kind of blurriness in your eyes as you've aged, you're just lucky.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. Good for you. Most people do find themselves living with it and try to avoid the glasses until they just can't.
I can't see anyone. Giving myself a headache doing this. Yeah. I think I might have been 45 before I really started having to have readers with me at all times.
Doctors have reportedly developed special eye drops for people with long sightedness that could replace the need for reading glasses or surgery.
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't have to be constantly lubricating your eyes or even dropping the solution right before reading. It could be as simple as twice a day.
Oh, like morning and night. You use
do this
stuff.
Twice a day and you will be able to read things that are close up.
I wonder if, because I have no, there's nothing that I can put in focus now. I there's no
long distance, short, nothing.
Everything is pretty blurry.
Okay.
And I wonder if I could use those and be able to see close up and then get a different set of glasses that would give me my long view.
That
I take these off and put on really magnifying, like if I'm doing any kind of close hand work or sewing.
That is the tear.
Yes.
There's a it just is. And I don't know how this will end up working ultimately in your everyday life. I know I went and looked at LASIK because I have trouble seeing long distance. So I wear glasses for driving.
Right.
But I was in the ocean. I was finding myself not being able to pick up things at a high speed.
Right.
And I need to know where people are so that I don't hit them.
Yeah.
Or rocks.
Yes.
Or whatever. There's just obstacles out there you need to pick up at high speed. And so I've been wearing contacts. When I talked to them about LASIK, they said, as soon as we fix that, the other thing will go away.
Right.
And I was
You basically are picking a field to be focused on.
I got LASIK when I was 20, like maybe 20, 25.
For long vision or short
it
for
was,
reading?
I have astigmatism and it was for long. And they told me, they said, when you get in your 40s, your eyes are going to start to, you're going to need glasses again. And I swear I turned 40 and it immediately was like, oh, darn it.
So you have to do it again.
Oh, well, no, I won't do it again. I'm just wear contacts and glasses now. I just deal with it.
The contacts are great now, though. Like, I have those multifocal things where when I'm wearing them and they're not bugging the out of me, I can see everything.
These eye drops, again, that are now a thing. Doctors have developed special eye drops for people who wear reading glasses,
wow.
And these would replace those. So
that's incredible. Now they need one for long vision too.
Right now, and my bride is a young lady, considerably younger than me,
mm-hmm.
by 8 years and like 4 months or something. Why are you making that face? You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Oh, yes, she's 8 years younger than me.
That's she's still in her forties.
Yes, she is. So she now has reading glasses everywhere in the house.
Mm.
There's a pair everywhere.
Yep.
That's smart.
Well, but it's just out of...
That's our house too. And John, yet he can never find his glasses.
Well, and this is the funny thing is, I can't find my glasses. They're up there, turkey. And
check
sure enough,
first.
Yeah. Oh! Mm. Or those are still on and she has left for a run with her sunglasses on and realizes as these bounce off her, oh, fudge.
Another pair bites the dust.
And so now you may or may not understand that this is the convenience of this as opposed to having 10 stashed pairs of readers.
Yes.
It's pretty good stuff.
Now, tell me when it's going to be available. Where is it a prescription thing? What is the next step?
It's unclear when they will become widely available. This isn't the first time that scientists have used eye drops to address eyesight. They say in 23, researchers at Ohio State worked on special eye drops that could prevent or delay nearsightedness. So kids might not have to get corrective lenses as early.
Oh.
Another thing, anyway, they don't know when it'll hit the market. There's been a few, they're making progress on this kind of stuff. I think that would be huge.
Yes, I think you are correct.
Because the 10 pairs of readers, like there's probably a lot of households going, yeah, that's our house.
Mm-hmm.
So, eye drops, soon to replace your readers.
I like it.
We're living longer than we used to. And in Japan, they've set a new record.
Oh.
Nearly 100,000 people in Japan are 100 or older.
Oh, wow.
Now, they have, I believe the term is gray tsunami or is it silver tsunami? Either way, they have a very aged, like the demographics are terrible for them.
Yep.
And they've been trying to inspire young people to make children.
Yes. Were they used to, weren't there limits or was it only China?
I don't think that was Japan, but definitely in China they had that going on. So anyway.
Those are the people who pay for the old people. If they've got anything like our social security.
100,000 people in Japan are now 100 or older.
Do you remember when on the, it was like the Today Show or Good Morning America, they used to, you know, it was so rare that someone would hit 100.
What is that guy's name?
Willard Scott.
Brimley is the oatmeal guy.
Old dude, mustache.
Yep.
So he would, there were so few centenarians. Is that what they are? Mm-hmm. That they would actually be like, it is, you know, Mary Jones's of Sioux City, Iowa turned 100 years old today. And people would, oh my God, what a day. And they were like, by the time they stopped doing it, there were so many people who were turning 100 that they had to, they were like, we can't spend the whole, this is not what this show is. It was supposed to be like, oh my God, can you believe it? Somebody broke the 100.
You're wrong. Barrier. This segment is what makes this show sing.
Right. All the centenarians were.
Someone fire off an email. Somebody quit. That guy's fired.
Supposedly he celebrated more than 14,000 people turning 100 on the Today Show.
And then they finally just said, you can't
enough
anymore.
Already.
Right.
We get it. They're old.
We get it. That's cute. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is, I think, neat.
Okay.
And it does speak to, and I sometimes I'll talk about getting married in a way that would make you believe I had a gun held to my head.
Yes.
And that's not the case at all.
Right.
But it wasn't my idea. It was, okay, I'll do that with you. I'm fine without it, mm-hmm. but okay. And there still is a magic to that day and a thing that happens that binds your family. And it's pretty neat. So I just wanted to do this story real quick. A woman in Cincinnati named Chicole Fox got married last month and her landlord walked her down the aisle.
Oh.
She never knew her dad and didn't think it would matter. But as the day approached, she realized she was very sad that she wasn't going to have someone
to walk her down.
To walk her down the aisle. And so as her wedding day got closer, she decided she would ask him.
Were they? It must have been close.
They're close enough. Okay. Yeah, they're close. I mean, I don't know how close. But she says having someone with her who she looks up to made it feel like an emotional wound was being healed in that moment. So there's a lot happening there that you can't.
It's such a landmark day in your life.
It really is. You'll put all this money into it. You'll be more stressed than you've ever been. Your
whole life gets consumed by the.
It's all that's
the tiny
it.
Little
it's all
details.
Consuming. And yeah. even as little as I did for the planning and all that, I was weird. By the time you get there, you're like, let's get. I want to run down the aisle. Let's get this over with. And still, there's a magic that happens there. And I thought that was that's really cool. This guy said, of course I'll do that. Walked her down the aisle and she felt it. It is sweet. I think so.
It is.
And there was a point where at the wedding I went to over the weekend where I was like, where's Mark? He's walking her down the aisle, fool.
Oh.
And I went, oh, take it easy. I don't know. This is one of those new, you know, you pick what you do weddings.
Yes.
Who knows what?
Right.
They both wore white as well. I was like, that's a pleasant surprise. I had no idea.
Yeah,
what would happen?
Right, that's very nice. The other lesbian wedding the one that you and I attended together, one of them did wear a tux,
and that's why I was interested, not in any judgment kind of way, just
Will they both be in tuxes?
I'm no bottom. You know, that's one of those things where you decide in your relationship who you're gonna be, and you it gets sorted out.
I see.
Somehow men always end up with trash duty. I don't know how that works, but every guy I know ends up on trash duty.
How do they sort that out in a male gay marriage?
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they take turns.
I guess the top has to do the trash. Maybe that's it.
All right.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I let you do that thing and you're not going to take out the trash? Solid point, Ben.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Let us know, 800-400-3697.
Yes, tell us everything.
Maddie is on the show, manning the text machine. So it'll be smooth and easy.
As usual.
A woman in California is fighting the DMV and trying to keep her personalized license plate.
Oh, what does it say?
Well, her name is Isis, and her license plate says, I am Isis.
Well, that can be problematic. I can see why. I would actually, if I was her, I might want to change it.
That's the point.
She does want to.
She likes it. But I feel like, okay, well.
Well, Isis is like a goddess. Isis is
Egyptian. Yeah, it's also a terrorist group though, right?
It is,
that's one of the problems with it.
Yes, that is the problem with it. I want to say Rihanna has Isis wings under her breast.
Yeah, it's an ancient Egyptian goddess of magic, motherhood, and healing.
Yeah.
Isis Horton applied for the plate in 2022.
Isis Horton. This is Isis Horton. And she wanted it in 2022.
And the DMV approved it. But now they've come back 3 years later to say, we don't think you should have that. And she says, her parents named her Isis after the Egyptian goddess of motherhood, not the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. You know, the terrorist group.
Uh-huh.
I'm proud of my name, and I'm proud that it's on my car, and I feel like driving around, it's cool.
Well, let her have it, then.
I would be like, you know what?
I don't understand why anyone's going to say
about it. If you're going to accept the possibility that some political activist is going to attack your car,
right?
Then, you know, good on you.
Right.
I was going to agree with that.
Yeah. You know.
It's not hurting anybody, except
don't worry about
yourself.
It, DMV. It feels like you have enough stuff to worry about.
Literally.
Like, let's
why
get
involved?
That line moving, shall we?
Wow. You had a recent experience?
Maybe.
All right.
People have their dealings there.
We'll know whether she gets to keep it or not on September 25th. That's when she has her hearing and she's going to show and she's going to tell them, it's my name.
What a huge pain in the ass.
What a giant.
I got to go to a hearing
it
about.
It wouldn't mean enough to me. I'll tell you that right now.
Are we ready for some text?
Yeah. 800-400-3697. Text us in. 415 says, Vin is right. Trash duty is for the top or the power bottom.
Oh, power bottoms also might take over that, right?
Yeah. We got a few texts with Robert Redford movie suggestions for Bob. I know she doesn't like to get suggestions all the time.
I like to get suggestions.
Okay. Sneakers is a few people have written in about that. And Edwin, the evil genius, said in honor of Robert Redford, you guys should watch Sneakers for the movie club. It is shot in SF. There you go.
Oh. I feel like I saw Sneakers in the day. I wonder when that was shot. Is that an older movie?
It has to be. I don't know it.
It's from 1992.
Oh, okay.
It's a heist movie.
Ah.
Because they're sneaking around heisting things.
Oh, maybe. I was wondering how shoes were going to get tied into it, but maybe they're just sneakers.
I didn't even think of those.
You know, the shoes with heels that are all clickety clack, clickety clack. You know, you're like, God.
You don't wear those when you're sneaking.
I do not want to make noise when I walk.
You wear your trainers.
Back to some earlier conversations. Peacocks are a huge thing in Napa. Two families let their flocks loose and they multiplied and are all over the place. Beautiful but loud and destructive. And Sarah
Yara.
From the 408, if you want to grow watermelons, it's got to be extremely hot weather. They need the heat. That's what they thrive on. We had a mild summer.
And it's, yeah, the plant itself, it looks good. It looks healthy. It's put out a lot of blooms and it's just like every one of the little.
They're like grapes.
They're like little grape size and then they just go boop, fall off.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, it's just not warm enough. It's true. I have terrible luck with veggies at my house. You know what? Probably I could grow carrots. They're in the ground, right? That'd be easy enough.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to eat those.
I like carrots.
I like carrots too.
That's another root thing, right?
When my mom makes homemade chicken noodle soup, it's got chicken and it's got orzo or some kind of pasta, but the carrots in there are what I'm all about. Mm. I eat them like that's the meat.
Does she put an extra for you?
Yeah.
That's great.
So good.
I do love carrots. I like to do them over just like a hot thing with butter, and then they caramelize. And they taste so freaking good.
It's probably too much for me, but
I think you'd like
you
it.
And your butter.
Butter makes everything better. I mean, name me something it doesn't make better.
One more quick one from the 408. Gay here.
Hi, Gay.
When we kissed, we flipped our baseball caps backwards instead of lifting the veil. Everyone laughed.
Oh,
that's
very
adorable.
Cute.
Yeah.
Weird to wear your baseball caps to a wedding, but you do you.
I think that's really cute.
It is cute.
And it's fun at different weddings with that, you know, the personality does come out.
And that's the fun of it.
That's absolutely.
It's what sets your wedding apart from everybody else's wedding. I love the little ideas that people have at their wedding.
These ladies, the person who, I don't know what you call that person. The officiant goes, well, I would like to, you know, and she starts talking and they met the old fashioned way on Tinder. And we all laughed because, you know, Tinder, everyone. Right. And even my wife went, I didn't know they met on Tinder.
That's funny.
Well, that's how people meet now.
Yeah.
There was a time when if you said we met online, people would go, oh, you stupid nerds, you dorky nerds. Yeah.
Right.
Now everyone's like, yeah, how else are you going to meet? In a bar?
I've got a profile. It's up. If I meet someone, I take it down.
You're going to go to the restaurant around the corner and hang out at happy hour, hoping to meet the love of your life. Meanwhile, there's, you know.
Plenty of people did.
All the boomers are like, yeah, that's how we met.
That's how we did it. It's the only way to do it. You had to skip around to different bars to see if you could meet anybody interesting. Kiss a few frogs.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Benson Boone tickets and the Vergaras.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.